20-mile-per-hour speed limit not enforced.
In an effort to protect children and pedestrians, councils are setting 20-mile-per-hour speed limits near schools, in residential areas, and in town centres. Official guidelines say anyone exceeding a 20-mile-per-hour limit by more than 5 miles per hour should be fined £60. Motorists breaching one by more than 10 miles per hour should be taken to court, where they can be fined up to £250. However, only 19 of Britain's 47 forces actually enforce the 20-mile-per-hour speed limits, and only 3 have prosecuted drivers for breaching them by more than 10 miles per hour. In the past 2 years, 4,800 fixed penalty fines were imposed, but 4,100 of these were issued in the City of London, where there is only one 20-mile-per-hour zone, namely on Tower Bridge. There are now 2,500 20-mile-per-hour zones. Some police forces argue the limit is unenforceable. Others say they lack the resources to patrol these zones. An anonymous police officer said he had received instructions not to enforce speed limits below 30 miles per hour. The effectiveness of the zones was shown in Hastings last week, when a 14-year-old girl was hit by a car on the seafront. She suffered serious head injuries. A council spokesman said, "The 20-mile-per-hour speed limit on this stretch of the road prevented her from suffering even more serious injuries."